Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
In July, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the so-called Respect of Marriage Act, which, if the Senate now passes, it would repeal the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act and codify the U.S. Supreme Court's redefinition of marriage. Joining me from Family Research Council is David Clausen. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of not redefining marriage for the rights of children. David, welcome again today.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
Tell us, from your perspective, what is the harm to religious freedom in America if U.S. senators vote to redefine marriage?
Yeah, if U.S. senators vote to make federal law recognize same-sex marriages as completely on par with heterosexual marriage, it's a huge issue when it comes to religious freedom. In fact, this is what Justice Alito predicted would happen in his 2015 dissent. He said that any of us who still choose to hold to biblically formed views on marriage, that the Supreme Court's 2015 decision would be used to vilify those who dissent. And what have we seen in the last 7 years, Karen? We've seen people go after Jack Phillips in Colorado. We've seen Coach Kennedy in Texas. We've seen people go after him for prayer. There's a whole host of groups, bakers, wedding vendors, but even Christian colleges that refuse to go along with the redefinition of marriage. Well, all of a sudden, those would be in the crosshairs of the LGBT activists if they then had marriage redefined in federal law.
How important is it for Nebraska senators to hear from us to vote no on this bill?
Nebraska senators need to hold strong on this because this would affect anyone of faith in Nebraska, because on the religious freedom angle, anyone who holds to a traditional view of marriage and sexuality, you're going to not just be seen as bigoted and subversive, they're going to start coming after churches and nonprofits.
For the sake of religious liberty, tell Nebraska senators to reject the redefinition of marriage. Visit our homepage at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and follow our action alert. Let your voice be heard.